everyone knows an awful lot about me and my cancer at the moment, so I'd like to talk a little bit about Kelly, or Karen. It's the first time I met her. She said, you can call me Kelly, or Karen, whichever you prefer. And I thought, how cool is that? Someone with two names, possibly a spy in a former life. But she wasn't. She's a PA to the head of a very, very big corporation. And she was one of my mates at Sable House Hospice. You know, one of the people that we were a little bit, not naughty, but, you know, we were the ones that had the sparks in her eyes, and she definitely had a twinkle in hers, and would regale me with tales about what kind of treatment she was on, and how it made her feel, talked really openly, really honestly, you know, loved her kids, how well they were doing, around about my age, and we laughed at each other when our hair fell out, and hers grew back much better and much faster than mine, and she loved her husband, and loved her cats, and loved her life, and you can guess where this is going, can't you? A few weeks ago, I found out she had died, because I hadn't been at Sobel, because one thing or another, general elections, working, yada yada, just hadn't had time to fit it in on a Friday morning, and walked in to find that she'd gone, and apparently was really quite quick, which is always a shock. It's in a good way, obviously, because you don't want to linger, do you? But I do miss her. Miss looking at her and seeing that cheeky smile with, you know, her saying, come on then, what have you been up to? And I say, oh, what have you been up to? Come on. Some of the tales she could tell were amazing. And so in a way, she's always kind of fixed in my memories. Kelly, really well, could walk in at any minute, and she's just there. Whereas people saying that, you know, she was there on the Friday and actually passed away on the Sunday, and it was quite quick, and I just remember thinking, hang on, that's not fair, that's not how it's meant to go. You're meant to be iller than that, surely. I don't want to be well. No one told me I might be well when I actually go. That's definitely most unfair, because I'd like to be ill and grumpy and ready, thank you. But looking at the weather at the moment, I think, no, not just yet. Let's leave it a little bit longer, hey?